Okay, so we're up to base, right? Klalav l'chabez. The lav zeh shekasavnu, which is l'seil l'chorach ha'bamech, huma shekasavta ha'tor meferish, miyuchad l'is v'zeh. There's a lav specifically about this. Shalosh n'arachilus. Av v'lav hoch yesh oid har v'lav v'asen achen shu oid v'alein like the sipur. And before we have a psicha, k'tem, we already discussed that in the psicha. Onwards. Kol zeh afilu imrak v'mikra sipur gnus chaveri. This is only if it's perigilus. It's bimikra. It happens. But if chas shalom a person is horgabav and zebis midas, ma'elu shergivun tamer leishul l'saper. Now kach ma'isa plani kach kach also avoysav kach kach shemati who dorm shel gnus anoshim ka'elu em nikar mikvi chazal ba'alei lashanara ba'al lashanara. Is that your midah? It's your midah. It's your kind of the midah. Baal means you kind of something. Baal's kind of isha. So now Lamaisa, it is interesting that it's called the Baal Lashonara. You don't find someone that does Machal Shabbos a lot of times called the Baal Machal Shabbos.
So you find by me this Baal Achrayas, Baal.
Terence is off the midah shabbat. It's not very good. It's not the avera. A person can eat chazer a lot of times. He's not a bal chazer, but he could be a bal taiva, because he became a nickname to the midah. So you see from here again, like we've been saying the whole time, lashon hara is not the samaisa avera. Lashon hara is the midah. The midah by a person.
Okay.
Either it's a midah of negativity, or it's a midah of being curious about or it's a midah of hacking, whatever. The point is, it's a touch of the mensch.
Right.
Other things, okay, he eats chazer, then he becomes a baal chazer. That's not who he is.
Right.
But the baal lashon hara defines one of his midas. It's a core midah in the person. So that person, unchan har be yoiser gadol, becomes a lot. They basically are being marked themselves against the Torah. And it's like Hefker, because before Leil b'sef ha'psicha, the lame name of Kabbalah, Yachis Hashem, Kosif Sechalokais, Loshen Medaberes Gdoilais, basically Yachis Hashem, a person who's kinda that midah. Okay. So
it's not something that enters his mind to like fight against. It's not like it's not on the radar.
Well, it's on the radar. He's done. Okay. So that's where that problem comes in. Okay. Now Amr Chazal. Al Shal Shaveris in front of me no other boil ve'im loy chelek loilam abop. So Chazal say there are three averes that a person is we're nifra from him in this world, and there's no chelek in the next. Ve'ilohim. But then it says, surprisingly, Lashon Hara Kenege Kulam. Lashon Hara Kenege Kulam. Ve'vi Uraya Alzeh Minaksuvim. U'pirshu Arishem Zekavana Al'ilu Shehurgula Avon Zeh Bitzminus. Now, L'maisa, now, now the Chafetz Chaim in the Hakdama said the following. He said that this is his raya that the Churban Bayis Sheni was because of Lashon Hara. Remember that? Because
yeah.
He said that the Gemara says that Bais Rishon was on Gimel Veres Chamur, so Zogil Asushu Chazon. And then it says Bais Sheni was on Sinas Chinam.
Right.
And it says, which is more Chamur? So the Gemara says, say, Bir Yochiach.
Okay.
Look at the Bais Rishon. So he says, where do you find Sinas Chinam is just as bad or worse than about Zogil Asushu Chazon? So it says the Chazon, you see from here. That Lashon Hara is compared to what is Zogil Asher Chazdamim. And therefore, it's Mustava that when we said Sinas Chinam, what we really meant was Lashon Hara.
Right. Right. That was that jump.
Yeah. That was that jump that he said.
It was a hard jump.
What?
It was a hard jump.
There was a jump there, yeah. Yeah. There was a jump there. But that was so he's quoting that here too. Okay. Now there's a lot of pshatim given. What's exactly the reason for this? Why he has no chelik in Olam Haba? So probably has something to do with the following. It probably has something to do with the fact that either it's like what we said, that when a person gets into the midah, so they're just doing the vera over and over and over again. Okay. And most midahs are not averas the same way. Lashon Hara, the bad midah is the avera. It's like you're constantly going to be doing it. But also, the Mefarshim explain, because when a person's ikar mila in this world is the karach hadibur, that's what makes a person special, is your karach hadibur. If a person's putting him in the karach hadibur, so now they're relegating themselves to be like a mere animal, basically. What are you?
Yeah.
What are you? You're no better than you've put your humanity itself at jail. You've threatened your humanity itself.
The whole reason why you get an haba is cool because you're another.
Uh-huh.
Animals don't get it.
Right. So who are you and what are you? Nothing. So Mamela, you can't have a chelik olam haba if you're a baal lashon hara. And he adds on here, "Upirsha arushayin zekvan al ilu shurugul bavin zetmid." He's talking about the baal lashon hara.
Well, there are plenty of people who never speak about Lashon Hara. No, that's a question.
Yeah, Rebellion is sitting here is timing that this is not theoretically only in the Chafetz Chaim. There are people that not knowingly could be losing the Chelek Olam Haba. Right?
They don't learn.
They're going to get up there and say, "Hey, what's it all about?" Right. So, yeah. So it's only the Baal Lashon Hara. That's the idea. Okay. And I think the idea of the Baal Lashon Hara is because, again, you're poigim, you're midah through this avera. Okay. Okay. By the way, it brings down over here that according to this, one could ask a question. In the end of note 21, he brings down an interesting point. I mean, I'm going to be mazmur that he asks over here, but basically, according to this, you could really ask a question, which is that if it's taka as chomor as of when he's arguing as a chukas domen, maybe we should say it's yarg vayava.
Right. One of the three.
And Mela, maybe even in matzav tukoch nefesh, you shouldn't say zel asil hashemar. So what's the answer? So he brings down from the Gra that the Gra said, even in matzav tukoch nefesh, you can only say the bare minimum what you could say. And if you could say beremes, you should say beremes and not say it straight out. You should not be mitzamtzim what you can and can't say. But it's interesting how Ara altogether, right? That if it's like a Zogio Sushar is Domin, so maybe it should, you know, should be that level. Right? Okay. Here. Yeah, I see it here. He points it out also in this edition. Okay, weiter. Let's cover one more halacha. Ein chiluk b'isra ha-sipur. Halacha hay. Bein im sipur me'atzmoy b'rtzoy. This is very important. Bein im sipur atzmoy b'rtzoy. Bein im amad alav chaver b'dvar b'yiftziroy. Atzit sipur loy. So there's no chiluk in Lashon Hara whether you said it willingly or whether you said it because someone asked you. A lot of times people are like, look, they asked me, so what should I say? So that's a pasha. It's also regardless. Va'afilu avi v'rabbi. Even if your father or your rebbe, shemechuyev b'chvayda muv'mayra, to whom you owe kavod and mayra, shelo divrei, and go into kavod and mayra goes in. You're not allowed to contradict the person, and going into contradicting the person is not doing what they tell you. So all that goes into lo yister as divrayim. If hey, bikshu imenu shisaper lem inyan plenty plenty, they ask you about what to say. Who your dea, and he knows that b'shem b'sech hasipu yuchach lovel del shenhara filo rak la'avak shaloshenah achsul l'shmoy lehem. So two major important halachas. He said just now. Number one is that no difference if someone asks you or not. If you're not allowed to say the information, you're not allowed to say whether the person asks you or not. So shinduchim and all this, if you can't say, you can't say.
This is extremely gay in school.
Students and principals are always...
Or the teacher says, tell me who's cutting class or who's doing this.
And students like, oh, it's Lashonara. Right. So it depends. What? Well, he's right, unless you're asking for talus. If the Rebbe has the rights to know, so then the student should have told the Rebbe without being asked. In other words, there's no chiluk if you asked or not.
Usually kids come in the general club. They come in, they start like he's cutting class, and this, they're just doing it to as lashon hara. They're trying to gain favoritism by saying the gnus of their.
No, I get that. I understand that, but I'm just saying opposite. If he has mechuyev to tell, he's mechuyev to tell. So number one is that there's no difference if you're asked or if you're not asked. Number two point is that, so first of all, it doesn't make a difference if you were asked or if you weren't asked. And number two, the second point is that
maybe it doesn't matter who's asked.
Oh. Number two point, it doesn't matter that even if you're mechuyev and kavod and moira, you're still not allowed to respond. Okay? Now, he brings down from Moshe that you should not ask talmidim to tell you because they're going to end up, it's not good chinuch in Lashon Hara, l'maisa. L'maisa is not good chinuch. Okay, but if there's a telus, there's a telus. You have to know. Mekitzer, it's a big machlokes in Nachronim. How to handle that type of situation? If a rebbe needs to know, how can he find out without at the same time getting the kids involved in speaking Lashon Hara? Okay, it's a big juggle. You gotta be careful. All right, let's stop here.
There's no answer.
There's machlokes. No answer. Okay, so go ahead.